Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
Hearing this Christmas story, both the part that was just read about the birth of Jesus and the part we're going to hear in just a few more minutes as folks hear about the birth of Jesus and that word begins to spread, one of the things that struck me in reading that passage again and again this time, this year, this time through, was how much carrying, bearing, and moving was going on in this story. So we start out with Joseph, who has to go to Bethlehem. And so he has to start out from where he is, and he has to go to Bethlehem, and he has to bring with him Mary, who he is engaged to. And then Mary, of course, is bringing with her the baby Jesus, the almost to be born baby Jesus. And so she's doing quite a lot of carrying and bearing. And so they come to Bethlehem, and Jesus is born, and the story continues then with shepherds who are on a hill outside the city, and they're not moving, not carrying anything, but suddenly an angel appears to them, and then a whole chorus of angels. The angels are bearing, carrying good news. They say, "I bring you good news." And so they bring, carry good news to the shepherds, and then the shepherds get up and they go into Jerusalem or into Bethlehem, and they see the baby Jesus and his parents there, just as the angels had told them. And so then they return, they go back to where they were, but they are this time carrying themselves the good news of what they have seen. And the only person who remains still as the passage ends is Mary, who ponders these things in the quiet of her heart. And we'll allow her time to ponder because she's done way more than her fair share of bearing for the time being. And so she ponders these things in her heart. And then there's another story, one we won't hear tonight, but one that we are perhaps familiar with, of magi, or wise ones, who hear of the good news, and so they come from the east bearing, carrying gifts for a newborn king. And they leave those gifts with him, and they return carrying the story of what they have seen. There's a lot of bearing, of carrying, of traveling, of movement going on in this story. And all of it is done either in anticipation of or in response to Christ's birth. On this night, on this holy evening and holy day tomorrow in our faith, we celebrate the birth of Christ. And this is a time for us, like Mary perhaps, to ponder these things, to reflect upon them in our hearts, in our lives, in our world, to receive and hold the light that has come into the world. But like everyone else in the story, Mary and Joseph and the angels and the shepherds and the magi when it comes their turn, like everyone else in the story, we don't only receive and ponder in anticipation of the light coming into the world, and in response to the light coming into the world, we are called to action. We are called to movement. We don't stay in one place having witnessed Christ's presence in our lives, having received light into our world. We don't just stay in one place. We get up and we move. We do something. It carries us forward, and we don't go empty-handed, but we go with good news. We carry the good news. We carry the light that we have received. Our faith is one of quiet contemplation and reflection, of receiving of the presence of God, yes. But it is also a faith of action, of carrying and bearing that which we have received to the world. And so this night, as we pause to fill ourselves in this moment, in the in the moments ahead with the light that surrounds the whole room, the light that surrounds us on either side of us, and it just seeps deep down into us as we receive that and reflect upon it, pondering it in our hearts. We know that we don't remain here. I mean, we literally don't stay here. But we don't remain in this place of receiving the presence of Christ and celebrating that for the gift that it is. That's not enough. For us as folks of faith, it's not enough to be blessed, to see the light, to receive the light. We want to do something about it. So we get up off our hillsides or from our places of our palaces and our towers of wisdom, or from our comfortable homes, we get up and we go out into the world and we carry with us gifts, as the Magi do for Christ and for the world, a song, as the angels do, of praise and thanksgiving, a story, as the shepherds do, of what they have seen and encountered, the light that all of them, that all of us, have received. We carry it and we bear it to the world. May the light of Christ that perhaps is lit in you this evening or fanned into renewed flame in you this evening burn brightly tonight and tomorrow and every day thereafter. Amen.